What's happening is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system.
Well, we've said over and over again, all it's going to take is a slip-up or an accident like we saw 3 months ago when Ukraine, Zelensky fired two heavy missiles into Poland, and they tried to blame Russia, but thank God, part of one of the missiles did not completely explode, and so they saw that it was Ukrainian. Incredible. This just broke. Russian fighter jet crashes into U.S. Reaper drone over the Black Sea. A Russian fighter jet has collided with an American Reaper drone over the Black Sea, the U.S. military confirmed today. One Western source said earlier that an investigation was underway to check whether the drone had been shot down in the area of intense NATO military activity close to Ukraine war front lines. But it was later confirmed that the collision had occurred, and it's U.S. drones directing the whole war. The source who requested anonymity due to the sensitivity of the information did not say which country was operating the drone, which is used extensively by the United States as well as many other NATO allies. Russian fighter jet forces down U.S. drone over Black Sea after intercept. That's CNN. We're getting different stories on this. U.S. Air Force procures General Atomics MQ-NB Sky Guardian drones. Incident involving U.S.-made drone over Black Sea. We're going to be looking at that as it develops. I want to go back to your phone calls. But first, I want to air a couple of clips of Trump last night in Indiana. Here's President Trump speaking. I will totally obliterate the deep state. 2024 is the final battle. Here it is.
What's happening is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system. Look at what they've done to our justice system, what they have done to our justice system. I will direct the Department of Justice to go after Marxist prosecutors' offices to make them pay for their illegal race-based enforcement of the law. Many racists are there. And 2024 is the final battle. That's it. If you put me back in the White House, the reign of the corrupt Washington establishment will be over.
Say what you want about Trump, but man, look at that rhetoric. That is so bad for the New World Order to be openly called out as the problem, to be called out as the people running it all, which they are. And once people know they're the ones doing all this, it's game over, folks, as I've been saying for decades. And we're there now. Now, we're at the most dangerous moment because they're like cornered rats. This is a big, big deal, though. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to move quickly here to try to get to everybody. We're talking about bank runs. We're talking about all the testimony last week that it was gain of function, run by the Obama Pentagon, and then handed off to China once Trump got in. We know what happened. And I hate the Chi-Coms, folks, but they're not the ones that did this, okay? Let's talk to Josh in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. How we doing, Alex? So I'm going to bullet point a timeline going from 2013 until now. In 2013, we have the 23-page white paper called Secure the Net, Global Governments in the Digital Domain. I have this document and the article linked up at thegoodfightnews.com.
Yes, I know. It's a key report. I'm aware of it. Go ahead.
Yep. It's like Operation Lockstep, where it talks about a cyber Cuban missile crisis and how the G20 then creates an international cybersecurity treaty.
Which then brings in the global digital currency. Yes, we're now here.
Yep, and this got into 2014. Mt. Gox was the largest exchange shut down. This led to the regulations with ID and Social Security in order to acquire crypto. We have to remember the U.S. government is the largest holder of Bitcoin. The FTX shutdown with its crypto access assets is now going into the Signature and SVB Bank. We have to understand that banking is cyber. Your direct deposits, ATM, wire transfers are all cyber. And if you read that report, Secure the Net, Global Governments in the Digital Domain, it goes through a couple of scenarios of cyber meltdown. And cyber might not technically be cyber attacks, but it could be the banking infrastructure. And I just kind of wanted to bullet
point
that.
Absolutely. The Bilderberg Group, the UN, the Davos Group, they've all been saying cyber attacks will bring in their new global currency. And they're absolutely now getting that ready right now. So we are in the season of them launching this.
Absolutely. And we have to remember the cyber attacks. This is also going in with the infrastructure control attacks and the banking. We have to put banking and cyber in one bubble now, because it is the same thing. And that's all I wanted to say. That's all up there at thegoodfightnews.com. And I appreciate you, Alex.
You are dead on. I'm going to say something here that's speculation. 99% of what I do is not speculation. When I speculate, when it is a conspiracy theory, I will say it, okay? And I'm almost always right on these things. If I've thought about it long enough and don't jump the gun, and I make a quick response sometimes, it's wrong because I'm missing something. Only a year after we got the $7-plus million in Bitcoin donations and had outside firms come in and do a total overview, top firms, of our finances going back many years and our bills and expenses and what was going forward, did they come up with the number that the amount of money we were given in Bitcoin was from one donor was exactly what we were in the rears for and what we needed to buy a new product to project forward? Now, only AI can do that. And I've talked to people at the highest, not the highest, I guess there's people that are the CEOs or the heads of the companies, but I've talked to the top echelons of major AI groups. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Multiple ones. And one of them flew here to brief me about 6 months ago. He said, listen, we're holding back on AI. People don't know how powerful it is. The stuff you see is Tinker Toys. They don't want the public to know how good it is now. Okay? And they explained to me, we've years ago had 18-wheelers driving coast to coast perfectly. They just don't want that rolled out right now, that we're self-driven. And when I sat back and looked at that a few months ago and we learned that it was exactly, we hadn't even done our own accounting. We didn't even know, but they can see all the bank accounts with AI. That's all fed in, folks, the NSA. Only the NSA, not the Chi-Coms and certainly not the Russians, could have AI that we didn't even know what we needed that gave us basically exactly what we needed. Whoever this was knew that we were really going to be shut down. I mean, BuzzFeed lost $110 million last year. All these other big, I mean, they don't even do anything. We do all this stuff, and it takes us $30 million a year to operate, but we got to sell like $50, $60 million worth of stuff because on average, stuff's only marked up 100%. And so you call it luck, call it God. Maybe it's God's AI working through somebody to give us the exact amount. But to me, it feels like AI that had all our financial data, could actually scan through it, come up with an answer, and say, Jones is this much in the hole, with a projection, and then give us the exact amount, just enough to dig out of the hole? Maybe it's not AI. It probably is just God, because it just continues to happen where God wants to show me this is not anything but God. It's always exactly what you need when you need it. So that's a crazy thing, folks. That is a really, really, really crazy thing. And they finished the accounting, the final accounting, about a week ago. They're doing some fine touches, double checking and all. But they found that I did donate 100% of the Bitcoin. I said in court because I wasn't sure, 95%. Like, what's this Bitcoin you put in your pocket you kept from donations to keep Infowars in the air? And I went, no, I gave about 95% of it. I knew it was 100%, but I kind of hedged. I'm like, well, maybe a little bit went somewhere. 95%. I think about 95%. And of course they said 100% of it went in to these operations. Well, of course it did. I don't give a flip about $7.5 million. I already got offered hundreds of millions of dollars, the 10-year contract over 15 years ago to sell out. I don't give a damn about that. I care about information and the truth and fighting tyrants. So thanks for keeping us on air. But that's a true story about what happened with the Bitcoin.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.